fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 4th day of January. Yes, it is 2024. The preparative today is to work on your physical fitness. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters in beautiful downtown Berg, Missouri. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture high-quality wood-burning stoves. Listen carefully. They have no smoke. Yes, they're rated at 99.5% efficient by the EPA. EPA actually does things properly, believe it or not. And we have stoves in stock ready for immediate shipment. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
And how are you this morning, sir?
Doing all right. Got a little bit of the allergies, you know.
Okay. Well, this is not the allergy season, but allergies can pop up anytime, can't they?
Yeah, well, we got a little bit of some warmth and some rain and some wet. So, you know, the molds or whatever coming out and,
right.
You know,
right.
Giving me sniffles.
Yeah. Well, hang in there. We're in full production at Liberated Rocket Heaters. We've got stoves in stock ready for immediate shipment. We typically have a bunch crated up in beautiful hand-built wood crates that will withstand the rigors of shipping, and we ship them to the lower 48 with the shipping included in the price, don't we, sir?
Yep, that's absolutely correct. We also include the liftgate services because, you know, not everybody has a forklift or a tractor or something sitting at home. So, you know, we try to, you know, it's one of the responsibilities of the receiver to be able to get it off the truck. So instead of, you know, having to find and bribe a couple of college boys with some beer to help you carry heavy things, it's, you know, easier to just go ahead and, you know, make the payment for the liftgate.
Absolutely. Well, that's another bonus. And, of course, these wood crates are fabricated right there on the premises, not a delicate cardboard crate, which almost everything comes in these days, is it?
No. We use local Missouri oak, you know, as much as we can. Yeah, there's some pine in there too, but you know, it's mainly just for the, you know, the stuff that we nail the plywood to. But yeah, it's all constructed. We build the pallets by hand. You know, we bolt the heaters to the pallets. We you know, basically use an industrial saran wrap around it. And, you know, then we construct the crate around that, you know, with and without the hoppers, you know.
Everything's done right. Everything's done right. Well, the factory is moving forward with production. This is the year that we're going to get a new roof on the building, isn't it?
Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, you know. But, you know, if you know, watching the news is anything, you know, who knows what's going to happen next. So, you know, it's almost like, you know, watching, I imagine NASA putting men on the moon. So everything seems to be going crazy and turning around sideways and six ways. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're aware of the world events, the economy, the war in Ukraine, possibility of war with China and so forth, but that doesn't slow us down a bit, does it?
Nope. No, if anything, I think it might contribute to some people maybe waking up a little bit sooner than they otherwise would and trying to, you know, search out solutions for their sovereignty, you know, essentially, you know, being able to you know, provide and do for themselves what they may have previously relied on, you know, a whole bunch of other systems in the past to do.
Well, I would say about half the homes in my neighborhood are heated with wood. That's been an Ozark tradition ever since white men came here and started building log cabins in the early part of the 19th century. And heating with wood is a good way to stay warm. And heating with a Liberated rocket heater is an even better way, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, the number of times I've heard somebody call us back up and say, oh, I've been heating wood with wood for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and, you know, can't believe it. You know, I went from, you know, 3 or 4 cords of wood per winter to, you know, 1 to 2. Right. And, you know, that's pretty much the consistent practice, you know. Dedicate themselves to pellets exclusively will still use about the same, you know, 1 to 2 tons of wood fuel per winter. So
right. Well, I'm using the pellets just for as a matter of convenience, and I use one bag of 140-pound bag per, every 24 hours, just like clockwork. Keeps the home warm and cozy, just right, perfect temperature. And plus, there's a number of bonuses. One being, we have a 16-inch diameter flat surface that you can heat water, or make coffee, or cook a meal, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been playing around with some of the recipes this winter in the shop, you know, making lunch.
Well, men doing the metalworking develop an appetite, and having the guys get fed with a home-cooked meal on the Liberated rocket heater is kind of a special thing, isn't it?
You know, you guess, but, you know, Sky's just one for, he likes eating meat, so, you know, likes to
eat it up. He does. Yeah, he's a meat eater, no doubt about it. And, well, the Liberated rocket heater, as I mentioned earlier in the show, makes no smoke. People are shocked that such a thing could even exist, aren't they?
Yeah, some are, I guess. It's just chemistry, though. I mean, you know, when you think about the elementary school definition of, you know, why we burn gas or diesel, you know, it's all hydrocarbons, hydrogen, carbon plus oxygen. You know, you balance that equation out and you wind up with carbon dioxide and water vapor. You know, it should be some of the cleanest stuff out there. But,
right,
you know, a lot of times we just don't burn it right. And all wood is starched, foamy hydrocarbons, and it's that way for a reason. You know, nature, the divine, had, you know, plenty of chances and opportunities to do pretty much everything. The human body, you know, it's got electrical systems as well, but the you know, hydrocarbons is what we actually fuel ourselves, our muscles off of. It's all sugars, which is, you know, a fancy way of making hydrocarbons, and that's all plants are. You know, that's really what they are. And so when you cut down a wood, it's just, you know, the same sort of stuff. And you know, when you burn it right, you get, you know, 99.5% efficiency running in what is essentially just a funny shaped metal brick.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the exhaust. Now, EPA tested our stoves extensively, And what was the composition of what came out of the exhaust of the Liberator rocket heater?
Oh, I don't remember all of that, but it was a lot of it was some water vapor, some carbon dioxide, and then more oxygen. And that's because we use a lean burn stoichiometry, which means that instead of like your classic burn box or creosote generator, where you throw in some large old overnighter logs, and then you damper down the input, reducing the air in, you're going to make a low amount of heat, and it'll probably burn all night, but you're also making a ton of smoke. You've got so much of that stuff that without the heat to properly crack the molecules open and actually let them evolve into something else, recombine with other elements, what often winds up happening is these hydrocarbon chains link up with other hydrocarbon chains, making themselves even longer and longer and longer, and that's how you get these tar-like stuff, which we call creosote, and it's the number one cause of chimney fires. When you actually get your fire hot enough, then you can pretty much break anything open. I mean, the surface of the sun's hot enough, and pretty much it's a giant ball of hydrogen. And so we're not trying to go that high, but that's really all that there is to it. And this is why we can burn pine. This is why we can burn cedar. This is why we can burn all of those soft sapwoods that you're not supposed to burn, because we get the fire hot enough to actually break that stuff open, let it combine with the oxygen, properly oxidize. And, that's why we've got a 99.5% combustion efficiency. That's why we ranked number three on the particulate matter emissions, and we lost by 0.01 grams per hour of emissions, which per spot, which I would argue is, margin of error. The two that arguably beat us, one of them uses, catalytics to essentially reduce the amount of heat necessary to cause those reactions to take place, which is a finite tool. It's something you have to constantly replace. And the other one essentially uses a wood stove. It only burns pellets, and it essentially uses a wood stove version of EFI, where it's got a predefined scoop in the form of an auger. And, it's got fans to generate a certain amount of stuff. It requires electricity. It's got electronics probably made in China. So, what's there to do? Ours is, 100% American, by 100% Americans. And it is essentially just a dumb steel brick that happens to burn stuff right, because we understand the physics and the principles behind it.
Well, carbon dioxide as a exhaust product is a good thing, isn't it?
If you like plants, because you maybe eat them and burn them, then yes.
Absolutely. More carbon dioxide, the better. Back when the planet had 100-foot-tall dinosaurs, we had a lot of CO2, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, which is... it's funny because, I used to believe in it once upon a time when I was a smaller child, but, that was back when they were worried about the next great ice age. And, sometime in my mid 20s, they stopped talking about the next great ice age for a while, and then it shifted to global warming. And I was like, wait a minute. Why are we worried about freezing 10 years ago? And then, and it's funny because I also noticed that the solution is always the same. Let's give government more power. And I'm like, wait, this is the same government that keeps upping our taxes and, causing scandals and sending people to wars for what?
So, I know. Yep. Well, we're... building stoves, we're shipping them all over the world. Give us a list of some of the countries we've shipped to, if you could, please.
I know we've shipped to the UK. I was personally involved in that one. I think we did another one to France or Germany. We've helped arrange halfway for a shipment to South Africa, and we are currently trying to figure out how to get a shipment to Qatar of all places, which
really,
yeah.
Well, I don't think of the of Qatar or Qatar, depending on who how you pronounce it, even needing a way to stay warm. But I understand in the desert it does get cold overnight.
Yeah, I you know money's money. You know we sent one to Jamaica a year before or something like that, and it was one of those things where it was just like we have some questions, but hey, you know the check cleared, so you know what we're not gonna. It's not really our business. Here's the heater. We'll work it out. So. Yeah, you know, we ship to Alaska regularly. That's just sort of a, you know, default sort of a thing, and that makes sense. But yeah, it's one of those things. We've been having a lot of international issues recently. They seem to be trying to shut down the. We've had two recent international quotes get canceled on us. So I'm not sure what entirely is going on. They don't seem to want to tell us. So, you know, I don't really know, but, yeah, it's one of those things.
Well, being independent for your source of heat, may be a matter of life and death. At the moment, it's a way to, save money, which is great. On one hand, on the other, the supply system to get either electricity or propane to somebody's home for heat is something that we don't have any control over, do we?
Generally, no. You know, unless you're, you know, Bobby Hill and your daddy works for the propane company, it's one of those things that there is so much energy. You know, and I grew up in Houston, so you know, I worked in the oil and gas. I know it takes literal armies of men to, you know, extract the ground and process it. It takes not just, you know, some of the biggest, toughest, roughest. You know, dudes you've ever seen in your life to actually get out there and, you know, we do some of the grunt work labor, but it also takes some of the smartest you've ever met in your life to actually handle the refining process and manage all the safety controls and stuff like that. It is a very, very intricate sort of a thing. And while it's great, it's one of the best fuels, we've ever discovered as a species. It is, also something that can be precarious in, you know, times of turmoil. And so, you know, when you compare that with a fuel such as wood, which is, you know, can be grown right in your backyard. Even if you live in, you know, places like Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, where you don't have a whole lot of greenery around you for whatever reason.
Right.
Through methods such as pollarding, coppicing, where you basically have one good root trunk and you chop it off so that it regrows into multiple smaller trunks, you can actually increase your usable fuel supply so that you don't have to split it. And a lot of times you can harvest that using, you know, some heavy duty loppers instead of having to grab an axe, swing it, chop it, split it, you know, wait another 20 years for another tree to grow. You know, with pollarding and coppicing, you can actually harvest the same tree about every, you know, 3 to 5 years, depending on the species, for, you know, dry, usable wood. And, you know, that's doing stuff like that significantly reduces your time and investment in fuel acquisition and storage. You know, especially if you're on like a smaller piece of land, you know, you only have like, you know, half an acre or something like that. You know, you can really get by with just, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 trees, depending on what they are, to really provide you with enough fuel to last, you know, as long as you possibly want. So,
yeah, I've got quite a inventory of firewood stacked up and kept dry in a carport ready to go. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets. Nicole Colgren, where to many men.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Brady, we got a couple of callers. We're almost out of time here. Let's see if we can get these callers in. First, we have Ed in New Mexico. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, John. Listen, real quick, plug for this heater. It's one of the best heaters I've ever seen. I've got lots of experience living with a heater only, wood burning, that is. My two questions for Brady is, number one, have you got your pellet hopper stand done yet? Second question is, can you give us a brief description of what maybe you have on the drawing board for the Generation 3? And thank you, and I'll get offline to listen.
So, you know, the pellet stand is just a cute little accessory thing. It's been kind of on the back burner sort of a thing, but the Gen 3 that we are working on, you know, there's a lot of it that's still, we'll say, can't really talk about at the moment, but The overall generics is we are working on something that is going to be a little bit more of a little bit more expensive outdoor heater. It will be very, very large. You know, if the RMH2 produces something around 40,000 to 60,000 BTUs worth of heat, this is going to be producing something more to the tune of about a million to, or I would say about 100,000 to a quarter million BTUs worth of heat. It is essentially going to have, you know, what you might call a turbocharger on it. It will be producing, our target is about 5,000 watts of electrical power for your off-grid enthusiasts, which is about 2.5 times what the traditional surveys say it takes to power your average American home. We are working on a deal with another wood heating company that I promise you've heard of. And they are going to help us with some of the integrations so that, you know, this overall apparatus would be something that you could probably have controlled with your existing HVAC system. So it would be something that you could pretty much just plug in and, you know, the computer takes it all. You barely even know it's there. We're also, our target fuel is wood chips. And we're thinking that being an outdoor unit, you don't want to refuel it as much. So our aim is something that you might only have to walk outside in the freezing snow to refuel about once a week.
Whoa, that's fantastic. Ed, thank you for your call. Let's squeeze this last caller in here real quick. We got Mike in Kentucky. Almost out of time, Mike.
I've listened to you, but this is EPA approved, and a lot of stoves require a catalyst. Does yours have one built in, or I know they're getting
negative
on all?
Okay, no catalytic converter. Nope.
You're using some kind of a cold air, introducing cold air after the initial combustion, or how does it get it down to?
It burns efficiently using a lean burn stoichiometry, essentially. You basically add, fuel to it, and due to the way it's sort of built, there is always enough, excess air for proper combustion to take place. When the conditions are met, you know, it's like if you have a heat source next to liquid hydrocarbons, such as gasoline, you know, it's going to go. And so that's pretty much what it does. And so rather than controlling the amount of heat you produce through, restricting your intake, as I mentioned previously, this is the sort of thing where you actually, restrict your fuel, which is sort of a different thought process for, you know, a lot of people, but it works. And we've got the documentation to show that it works. It's, you know, available on the website.
Is your Gen 3 going to be something that powers itself with the turbine?
Absolutely. The 5,000 watt target is actually essentially a net power production.
A couple of those, and you could do commercial stuff. Maybe had two of them or something.
Or you could do small like home shop, you know. Home auto, yeah. Body shop, you know, single people, businesses is really, yeah, sort of the target. We're not really worried about, you know, trying to, break into the heater market for somebody like Ford or Dodge Motor Company. Those guys can work their stuff out on themselves, but we're thinking more for your mom and pop.
Well, you better give out the contact info.
Okay, Mike, thank you for your call. Brady, thanks. You have a great week. Tell everybody at the factory hi for me, if you would, please.
Will do.
Okay, we have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 4th day of January. Looks like Tom Berryhill has not called in yet. We're hoping that he does. Typically, he calls in every Thursday. And it looks like Tom is here. Good morning, Tom Berryhill.
Good morning, John.
Are you mobile? Sounds like you're in a vehicle someplace.
No, I'm sitting here in my recording.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I'm immobile at the moment. I'm just sitting
immobile.
Here.
Immobile. Gotcha. Well, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Berryhill is the one, the only guy manufacturing the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous electronic healing device that is my home business. And we like to start these discussions with our disclaimer. Go ahead, Tom.
That's right. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well said, Tom. We ship these all over the world. I've shipped more to Canada, not Canada, but more to Australia than any foreign country. I guess Canada would come in second, and in other countries as well. There's a group of men and women in Australia doing scientific testing of the energy cleaner. They keep buying more all the time, it seems like, as their testing moves forward, and other men and women in Australia find out how great it is. And I've always regarded Australia as being a country closest to the United States in terms of culture, the way men and women think and act and work. Ever come to that conclusion yourself, Tom?
Oh, yeah, John. As a matter of fact, my dad was in the South Pacific during World War II, and he told me several times about how much he enjoyed. They would visit. They would be at the New Zealand and Australia, and he said both of those are wonderful places. He said New Zealand was beautiful, and he really thought about moving there after the war was over. So he didn't, but he sure thought about it. He said it would be a great place to live.
Absolutely. Well, it always was until recently. They basically made fools of themselves with the COVID lockdowns, the COVID vaccination mandates, and so forth. And I was chastising Australian police for enforcing these bizarre, freakish mandates that they had going down there. You were not allowed to travel from one territory into another territory unless you had the vaccination. That's unfortunate, but the people themselves remain great, don't they?
Yeah, they're really wonderful people, and I've talked to many people in that part of the world on my ham radio for many decades, and they've always been enjoyable to converse with. Really nice.
Okay, well, getting back to energy cleaner, I'll let everybody know, first of all, what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. No, it's not. It is not a Rife frequency generator, not even close. And that's what it's not. Now, here's what it is. The energy cleaner is an electronic healing device that transmits an electronic healing signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We got a report the first hour from Deputy Hendricks. He went on vacation to Florida from Mississippi. He didn't pack up the energy cleaner. And by the third day, he really realized his mistake. He says he's not going to do that again. We had that a number of years ago with Tim Spencer. He did the same thing, went on vacation to Florida, forgot his energy cleaner. And he expressed his regret also, didn't he, Tom?
I certainly remember Tim talking. He talked about it on your show, and he told me personally on the phone one time I was talking with him, and he said that he'll never make that mistake a second time.
That's right. Right. Well, the energy cleaner itself is about the size of a cigar box. It's black plastic with a nice carrying handle. Has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. It takes 9 Diaz and Delta flashlight batteries to make it work, so it makes it very safe. 9 flashlight batteries can't cause any harm, can they, Tom?
No. Listen, if this thing caused problems, John, as a matter of fact, they had Lee Kroc. They were prosecuting him for, they called it, practicing medicine without a license. And that's one of the reasons we don't talk about a lot of things the energy cleaner can help with. We talk mainly about pain relief and better sleep. But Lee, they dragged him in court, and they brought in a special prosecutor from Akron, Ohio, and they ganged up on him pretty hard. But they also had an expert witness. A professor from one of the state universities was there, and he checked out the energy cleaner, and he looked at everything, and they wanted his opinion. And he says, look, I don't know if this thing will help anybody, but it cannot hurt anybody, because right. If it did, we'd have to ban all flashlights. That's where they left it. So, it's harmless. It cannot hurt you. You can put the electrode in a bathtub of water, a hot tub full of water. You're not going to get shocked. There's not enough voltage level to feel it. And also, it's electrostatic. There's no current flow. It's a voltage field, and there's no current flow. And therefore, there's no voltage drop. So an electrode dropped into a tub of water works as a very efficient way to transfer that energy into your body. It's one of the best ways to use this technology.
It is. And we help people all over the world get their lives back with the energy cleaner. It's only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. It doesn't matter if you're in Key West, Florida, or Anchorage, Alaska, or Hawaii. It's an American zip code, and the shipping cost is the same. I calculate the extra shipping cost to other foreign countries, which to Canada is not too bad. And once you start shipping halfway around the planet, it gets to be a bit more expensive. But I offer something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. Here's what I do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I ship on the average about 500 a year. I get back about 4 a year, which is less than 1%. And I always wonder, did they even use it? Did they even take it out of the box and put batteries in it? I know the one I like to talk about the most is I get it back. It'd been in the postal service for about a week. I open up the box, and the stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. So I knew what the problem was. This man or woman, they thought that your energy clear could fix their life without them having to do anything, didn't they, Tom?
That's right. And I always say you're never going to put the fire out if you keep throwing gasoline on it. If you have an alcohol or tobacco habit, you've got to clean that up. You've got to get rid of that. And the energy cleaner can clean up your body, but you have to stop polluting it.
You have to. And it's going to be different things for different people. Tobacco use, consuming diet sodas, and consuming anything with artificial sweeteners in it. Loading up on processed food instead of healthy food, which is fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, this is no secret. The things we're talking about are very well known, aren't they, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Widely known. And the energy cleaner, though, can help your body regain health by flushing the toxins out. So you consume good food, clean food, organic, if you can do that. If you have a source of organic food, that's the best. And watch your diet, do some exercise, be active, and that energy cleaner will certainly help to get your body back to normal and obtain optimum health. It's a really good product for that that type of endeavor.
That's right. It's a great product with a 90-day money-back guarantee backing it up. The mattress pads that go with it are high-quality mattress pads with a 5-year warranty on them. And I'm picking up a fresh delivery of energy cleaners tomorrow, aren't I, Tom?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Absolutely. We may need to push it back a little bit. I'm doing a live broadcast with Dave Hodges from about 11 till noon. But we'll get together, and I'll pick up the energy cleaners, get my back orders caught up, and have a few left over for new orders, helping people get their lives back. That's what this is all about, is getting your life back, isn't it, Tom?
It certainly is. We work hard at it. We've been doing this now. John, in March, it'll be 24 years. So we've been working at this for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A long time with a lot of success, and it's very gratifying. One of the most extreme examples of success is my friend Steve Whitman. He injured himself. He started using the energy cleaner, regained his health back to where it was decades before. He gave the energy cleaner and myself credit for saving his life when, about 2 months after beginning using the energy cleaner, he was shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol. Once in the right hand, twice in the chest, one bullet missing his heart by half an inch. And he gave the energy cleaner credit for giving him the strength and agility to leap off the backhoe and avoid the fourth and final kill shot, which would have happened. And then his rapid recovery, rapid to the point where the treating surgeon could hardly believe how fast he was healing, could she?
Yeah, that's right. I remember Steve talking about that. And actually, he healed too fast. I think didn't he say, John, that one of the gunshot wounds they had to lance that to it, because you can't suture that, you can't stitch it up. It has to heal from the inside out, and it healed over and closed up too quick. So it wasn't a big issue, but it's something that really amazed the physicians. The attending physicians could not hardly believe what they were seeing.
In fact, she brought in other witnesses from the floor to observe how rapidly this healing was taking place.
Yeah, you know, there was another case up near Kansas City. A woman had a tumor in her throat, and they wanted to remove her tongue.
in her jaw, install a feeding tube and all this, and she's an energy cleaner and cleaned things up pretty quick. That's as much as I'll say about it. But they did the same thing. When she went back for the actual surgery, they were just in awe of what took place. And they called in everybody that was on duty, anybody that had anything to do with that type of surgery or that type of treatment, were called in to look at this woman and observe what had happened. And, of course, they took credit for it with some of the other things they were doing, but we all know what it was. But anyway, she healed up. She should have been dead years ago. She's still alive and well, and that's been a long time ago.
Well, good for her, and I'm sure she certainly appreciates getting her life back up, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was thrilled. And for a very small investment, she regained her health and is with us today and doing just fine.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you can check out the energy cleaner. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You don't want to give out your credit card information on the Internet. A lot of people don't. I appreciate that. That's why I have a toll-free order line. You can place your order right there. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And, of course, the beautiful seed catalogs are hitting people's mailboxes this month, aren't they, sir?
Yes, sir, they are, and that is a perfect application for the energy cleaner. If you are growing plants, flowers, vegetables, it's a great way to accelerate the plant growth, get the seeds started a lot quicker than they normally would, and you can energize your garden, your greenhouse, and you just simply put a chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants. In a hydroponic type greenhouse, we have stretched stainless steel wire through the plant beds, and when the nutrients flow through there, all of that is energized, and then that always stays moist, and that conducts a signal into the plants through the roots, and it works really good. And these greenhouse operators have had tremendous success with this, so it's a good thing to keep an eye on it and look into, especially in these days we're living through, John. If people want to have their own food supply, they could easily set up a small greenhouse, and it wouldn't take a very large one, especially with the energy cleaner assisting with the growth rate of the plants, and you would generate a lot of vegetables, take care of your own family, and perhaps set up a stand at the local farmer's market and help other people in the area. So it's a good way to accelerate the plant growth and production of your vegetables. It's a great technology for that.
It is, absolutely. Well, a lot of bonuses there. If you set up your energy cleaner, your mattress pad in your bedroom, and you have either cats or dogs or any other kind of pets, the cats and dogs, other pets, they'll find their way to that bedroom, and they will seek out that signal on that bed, won't they?
Yes, sir, they will. They truly will, and they'll be on it. It's kind of fun to watch them sometimes. They'll be arguing over who gets the best spot. But they sense that, and they seek it out, and they go with it. And they enjoy it, and they'll stay on there. They are active through the day, but they want to take a nap or rest for a while. They'll get on that energy cleaner pad every time.
They will, we're getting ready to set up an energy cleaner for we have a little 10-pound dog and a cat that weighs about 10 pounds also, an energy cleaner signal for them to sleep on also, make sure the space is big enough for both of them to cozy up and enjoy that signal. Otherwise, they'd be fighting over that space, wouldn't they?
They might be. Do the two, the dog and the cat, get along pretty good?
Oh, yeah, they're great friends. Yeah, they get along quite well. They're always kissing and licking on each other. It's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, well, then they'll do fine, and they'll get some good health benefits, too. So it'll work out fine.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, don't procrastinate. We get emails all the time from men and women who waited a month, 6 months, a year or more, and they regret. They lost that part of the line. Once that time's gone, it's gone, isn't it, Tom?
it's gone. You're not getting it back.
No, not at all. If you're not doing things you love to do, go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, go hunting, fishing, ride a bicycle, playing golf, whatever it is, because it just simply hurts. It's not fun to play golf if it hurts, is it, Tom?
No, not fun at all. You get rid of that pain, start feeling better, you'll be just fine out there in the golf course.
That's right. So don't delay. You want to get ready for spring? Well, this is one of the ways to get ready for spring. Once people find out it helps their garden so much, they generally buy a second unit so that they don't have to transport that unit back and forth, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. They'll set up one and dedicate it to the garden plot, and then the other one for it to use inside the house. And sometimes a third one to use in their car.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear.
Hey,
ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we get the word out every week. We, like I say, I ship about 500 units a year all over the country, all over the world, quite frankly, helping people get their lives back. We got men and women all over the planet listening to us right now, mostly in the United States, of course, wondering and pondering, gee, I wonder if John Moore's energy cleaner would help. That's what Steve Whitman was thinking when he ordered his. His buddy, he hurt himself in a construction accident. His buddy said, Steve, why don't you try John Moore's energy cleaner? It can't hurt. And it ended up saving his life, didn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. And that reminds me, you know, speaking of construction accidents, there was one energy cleaner customer that contacted me, and he's in Texas. Brian is his name, and he was run over. I think he said it was an 8,000-pound skid steer. And, messed his legs up, but he healed up real good using the energy cleaner. He's really happy with that, as well as the physician that was taking care of him. So
I bet he was. The son of a friend of mine was a roofer. He fell off a roof and broke both ankles, I think it was. And the energy cleaner restored him to full capability once again. And it took a while, but it did work. People get relief typically in 72 hours or less. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's more than long enough to find out if this thing works, isn't it, Tom?
It is. It is, because you'll notice improvements pretty quick, and sometimes it's just some people have had arthritis pain relief in less than an hour. That's happened, but in most cases, it's a day or two, maybe 3 days. You really start noticing the differences, and any problems you're dealing with. In many cases, you'll cut the healing time in half. In some cases, John, they've had. People have contacted me, and they've been to every type of doctor, and they said, try this, take this, do this, try that. Nothing worked. They got the energy cleaner and took care of the problem in a week or two.
That's what it is. That's how it works. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have pain issues, if you have sleep issues, I'm ready to help you take care of that. I'll be picking up a fresh batch tomorrow. And ready to ship these things wherever you might be to help you get your life back. It doesn't get better than that, does it, Tom?
No, it sure doesn't, John. And we continue to work at it, getting these things out all over the world.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you very much. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, sir.
Okay, John.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. The large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.